Page 51. Activity 4. Listening for data refuting strawman arguments.
Good morning. We've got 12 people signed up for this seminar on families and aging. I'm really glad to see so much interest in this topic. Well, to begin, I'm going to present some statistics on the family in the United States. Then I'll introduce 4 assumptions some people make about families in the United States based on those statistics. Finally, I'm going to present some cross-cultural data, facts, and statistics on the elderly from research done back in the 1970s. I haven't found any studies that duplicate this particular cross-cultural data more recent than that. Maybe one of you will do a research project on this topic and present more recent cross-cultural data, okay?
Great.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Good. First of all, let's define the elderly. How old do you have to be considered elderly?
75.
65.
70.
Well, the elderly are generally defined as people over 65. But now that people are living and working much longer, that age is closer to 75. Let me tell you some interesting facts and statistics about family patterns in the United States. These statistics are often reported in magazines or newspapers to show that family life in the United States is not very good. Let's take a closer look at these statistics. The first fact that is often reported is that Americans move a great deal. Believe it or not, about 18% of American households moved last year. Second, since the beginning of the 20th century, there has been a decline in the average size of households and a dramatic increase in the percentage of one-person households. That means people living alone. Third, today in the United States, one in every 2 marriages ends in divorce. That's 50%. And fourth, you may be surprised to find that over 60% of the children born in 1997 will spend some time in single-parent households by the time they are 18. That's nearly 2 out of every 3 children.
I'm surprised that it isn't higher.
Higher?
Yes, I mean, I don't know very many people whose parents are still married.
Well, your perception of American lifestyles is based on what you've observed. And these statistics certainly do indicate that there have been changes in lifestyles over the last 50 years. But looking at these changes has led some people to make assumptions about the elderly and how they might feel isolated in the United States. Let's consider 3 assumptions based on these changes. And then let's look at the research to decide whether they are true or false. The first assumption is that since Americans move a great deal, the elderly typically live far away from their children. The second assumption is that because most Americans live in small households and do not live in extended families, the elderly hardly ever see their relatives, including their siblings. And the third assumption is that because of the high number of divorces and single-parent homes, the American family is disjointed, and the elderly rarely see their children. All 3 assumptions could lead you to believe that in the United States, the elderly might feel isolated. But is there any truth to these assumptions about the elderly and their families? Is there any data, any statistics that can really support this thinking?
It seems logical.
Well, it may seem logical, but let's look at these 3 beliefs, these 3 assumptions again, and see just how true they are according to research that was done in the 1970s. Let's see if the data, the statistics from this research, supports these assumptions. This research was done by Ethel Shaunis at the University of Illinois Chicago Circle. Let's look at the first assumption. It says that because Americans move so often, the elderly typically live very far from their children. Well, let's see if this is true. Shaunis found that in the United States, 61% of the elderly live with their children, or within 10 minutes of their children. Shaunis's study also included some European countries. And on your handout, you can see that more elderly people in the United States live with their children or within 10 minutes of their children than in Denmark. However, It is interesting to note that for the most part, the elderly in the United States interviewed for a more recent survey preferred to live in their own homes or apartments rather than with their children.
So the first assumption is not true.
Right. Now let's look at the second assumption, that because people do not live in extended families, the elderly hardly ever see their siblings, brothers and sisters, or other relatives. As you can see on the handout, 43% of women and 34% of men had seen a sibling within the past week.
And the second assumption is not true either.
Exactly. So how about the third assumption, that because of the high number of divorces and single-parent homes, the American family is disjointed, and the elderly rarely see their children? Look at Table 2 on the handout. You can see that over 50% of the elderly had seen their children that day or the day before. In any case, 78% of the elderly had seen their children within the last week. Also on the handout, you can see how the United States compares with some other European countries.
Gee, the third assumption is not even close to being true.
I agree. Now, let's review what we have learned today about the elderly. First, the truth is that most of the elderly do not live far from their children. Second, the elderly do see their siblings and other relatives fairly frequently. And third, by and large, the elderly do see their children. Since this data indicates that the elderly actually do spend quite a bit of time with their families, they probably do not feel isolated. So, from my point of view, we can, in general, feel good about how the elderly are treated in the United States.
At least according to the statistics from Shauna's study in the 70s.
Yes, Molly, and that's why I thought it would be a good idea for students in this class to do a research project and get more recent data. What do you think we'll find? Do you think things have changed in the last 30 years? Do you think these assumptions are still false, or might they be true now? Let's take a break, and then we'll begin to develop our research plan.